The following is a lecture on the disappearance day of His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 13, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Te Namine. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, passed away from this material world on 31st December 1936. So, almost 40 years passed. So there are two phases, prakat and aprakat, appearance and disappearance. So we have nothing to lament on account of disappearance, because Krishna and Krishna's devotees, not only devotees, even the non-devotees, nobody disappears. Nobody disappears because every living entity, as Krishna is eternal, it is confirmed in the Vedic literature, nitya nityana, chetana chetanana. The description of the Supreme Lord is that He is also nitya eternal, and the living entities are also eternal. But He is the chief eternal. Nitya nityanam chetana chetana. So qualitatively, there is no difference between Krishna and the living entities. And quantitatively, there is difference. What is the difference between nitya, the similar number nitya, and the plural number nitya? The plural number nitya is subordinate, eternal servants of the singular number nitya. It's like if you want to serve somebody, so the master is also exactly like you. He has got two hands, two legs, or the same sentiments, he also eats. Everything is same there. But the difference is the master and the servant. That's all. Otherwise, equal in every respect. So spiritually, appearance and disappearance, there is no difference. It's like in material point of view, if a person takes birth, suppose you get a son born, you become very happy. The same son, when passes away, you become very unhappy. This is material. And spiritually, there is no such difference, appearance or disappearance. So although this is the disappearance day of Om Vishnupad Sushyamad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so there is nothing to be lament. Although we feel separation, that feeling is there, but spiritually, there is no difference between appearance and disappearance. There is a song, Narottam Das Thakur's song, Je Anila Premadhana. Do you know anyone of you? Can you sing that song, anyone? Je Anila Premadhana Karuna Prachur Heno Prabhu Kothagala. I don't remember exactly the whole song. That is our lamentation. That Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur brought this message to distribute all over. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his desire that prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar haibe morna. He predicted that all over the world, as many towns and villages are there, everywhere, my name will be known. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, which is now attempted now, is being actually. To execute this will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said personally, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo ja, janma sarthakari karo paro. He wanted that his name should be broadcast all over the world, in every town, every village. And who would do it? That he asked, that anyone who has taken birth in Bharatvarsha, India, it is his duty, first of all, make himself perfect by understanding the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then broadcast it, distribute it. This was the duty of every Indian. The Indian, especially in India, they have got the privilege to take advantage of the Vedic literature. In other countries, there is no such advantage. So, if anyone wants to make his life perfect, then he has to take advantage of the vast treasure house of Indian spiritual knowledge. Even one Chinese gentleman, he has written one book about religion that is a course in New York University. So he has said that if you want to know something of religion, then you have to go to India. That's a fact. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that every Indian, there is a need of broadcasting this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So it is the duty of every Indian to first of all make his life perfect. He must know. Perfection means he must know what is his position and what he has to do. That is perfect. At the present moment, people do not know what he is, even whether he is this body or something extra. The big, big scientists, they are also failure. This is perfection. First of all, one must know what he is, whether he is this body or something beyond this body. This is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. So that advantage is there in India by culture, by education. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested that Indians, Bharatiya, Bharatvarsha, those who have taken birth as human beings, He doesn't speak to the animals. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma. Manushya Janma means human. Because without being a human being, nobody can understand these things. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. So a person whose behavior is like cats and dogs, he also cannot understand. Therefore he said, Janma Sarthak Kori. First of all, make your life perfect and then distribute this knowledge. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So, he simply said, but he was expecting that in later days his followers should do that. So that attempt was made by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he deserved, and that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is to be accepted by East and West equally. And both the Indians and the Europeans, Americans, they should dance together in ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That was his desire. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He simply expressed his desire, when I shall see this happening, that both the Eastern and Western people, they are united on the basis of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and dancing together in ecstasy. That was his ambition. This was ambition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this was the ambition of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took up this affair, business, and he wanted, first of all. So, every student, any disciple, every disciple, especially those who are competent, he requested that you take up this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach in the Western country. That was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, first attempt. Before that, even the acharyas, Rupanuga, Goswami, they left literature, but they did not attempt to preach practically. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very, very anxious to preach this Chaitanya cult in the Western countries. That is, see, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's special contribution. So, when I met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is a long story how I met him, one of my friends, he dragged me. I was at that time nationalist. And manager in a big chemical factory. My age was about 24 years. So one of my friend, he asked me, there is a nice sadhu, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has come in Calcutta. So let us go and see. So I was reluctant. I thought, just like, so there are so many sadhus. So, I am not very much, because I had very bad experience. Not very good. So, I said, this kind of sadhus there are many. You'll be glad to know that even in young age, or early age, it was Krishna's grace. Even amongst my young friends, I was considered the leader. In my school days, in my college days, in my private friendship, somehow or other, I became their leader. And one astrologer, sometimes he read my hands, he said in Hindi, hukum chalega. Hukum chalega means your hand speaks that your order will be executed. So anyway, it was Krishna's grace. I would not go, but their point of view was that unless I certify that sadhu, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, will not be accepted. Therefore he dragged me. So I went to see Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in that day. On the first meeting, just we offer our obeisances. It is the practice. So immediately began his talking that you are all educated young men. Why didn't you take us, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and preach all over the English like public? Why didn't you take up this matter? So I argued with him in some way. At that time I was nationalist. So I told that who will accept our message? We are dependent nation. Nobody will care. In this way, in my own way, in this younger days. But we belong to the Vaishnava family. Yes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Radha Govinda. That is our worshipful duty, worshipful deity. So, I was very glad that Radha Krishna cult, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this sadhu is trying to preach. It is very nice. So, at that time we had some talks, and of course I was defeated by his argument, my argument. And then, when we came out, we are offered prasadam, very nice treatment, the Gauriya Math. And when I came out on the street, this my friend asked me, what is your opinion of this sadhu? Then I said that here is the right person who has taken up Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message and now it will be distributed. So I was at that time a fool, but I opined like this and I accepted him as my spiritual master immediately. Not officially, but in my heart. That was in 1922. Then, in 1923, I left Calcutta on my business, too. And I made my headquarter at Allahabad. Allahabad is about 500 miles from Calcutta. So I was thinking that I met a very nice, saintly person. That was my thinking, always. So in this way, in 1928, there was a Kumbh Mela. At that time, these Gauri Math people came to Allahabad to establish a center there. And somebody has said, somebody informed them that you go to that Prayag Pharmacy, my drug shop was named as Prayag Pharmacy. My name was also there. You go and see Abhay Babu. He is diligently, he will help you. These Gauri Math people, they came to me. So, sir, we have come to you. We have heard your good name. So we want to start a temple here. Please try to help us. Because I was thinking of these Gauri Math people that I met, very nice, central part. As soon as I saw them, I was very much angry. Oh, here are these persons. They have come again. So in this way, gradually, I became attached to these Gaudiya Math activities, and by the grace of Krishna, my business also was not going very well. Krishna says, Jasahuna Migridami Hriseta Dhanam Sani. If somebody wants to be actually devotee of Krishna, at the same time keeps his material attachment, then Krishna's business is he takes out everything material so that same person he becomes, dependent on Krishna. So that actually happened to my life. I was obliged to come to this movement to take up this very seriously. And I was dreaming that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me, please come out with me. So I was sometimes horrified. What is this? I have to give up my family life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me. I have to take sannyas. Oh, I was horrified. But I saw several times calling me. Anyway, it is by His grace I was forced to give up my family life and so-called business life. And He brought me somewhere or other in preaching His gospel. So, this is a memorable day, what He deserved. I am trying little bit and you are all helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj. Because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much.